more Idaho Matters right now. If you were asked to imagine a hiker, who comes to mind? Is it a tall, lean, bearded man, maybe white? That's a common idea of who a hiker is. But there are a lot of people pushing back on that exclusionary notion. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse went hiking with a group with that mission and brings us this report.
Danielle, is this your first event?
It's a gray, overcast Saturday, mid-morning, near the base of Camelsback Park in Boise's North End. Despite the intermittent drizzle, a group of nine women and two dogs slowly assemble.
Welcome to Big Gal Backpackers Boise. We are a body-positive hiking club. We are free of diet and weight loss culture. And what that means is you come and enjoy hiking in the body you have.
That's Kirsten Strau, the group's founder, giving a little pep talk before the 1.5 mile hike. And the group sets out at an inviting pace. Big Gal Backpackers has some 450 members now, but its origins go back to the fall of 2020.
And I was kind of inspired by other plus-size hiking groups like Unlikely Hikers, Fat Girls Hiking. We didn't have anything like that here in Boise, so I said, hey, I'll just start my own.
On social media, those groups have raised awareness over much of the last decade about the obstacles faced not just by women with larger bodies, but by racial minorities and LGBTQ folks who also want to enjoy their public lands. Through organized hikes and chapters, they work to overcome those obstacles. Kirsten says anxiety about being judged out on the trail was a barrier for her. Sometimes when she did go out, she'd get unsolicited comments about how it would only get easier for her. However, well-meaning, they made her feel like she was seen only as an aspirational hiker.
But I am a hiker. To be a hiker, you have to have a body and you have to go on a hike, and that's it.
Regular group hiker Michaela Dowell is the proud dog mom of Paddle, an Aussie doodle. Kayla works with people dealing with eating disorders. She was drawn to Big Gal Backpackers a year or so ago, in part because it was free of America's pervasive weight loss fixation.
You open your phone, some of the first things you see, you step into the grocery store line, right? You see the magazines, lose 50 pounds in 2 weeks. It's ridiculous, right?
She does as many as 4 outings a month. While women are the target audience for Big Gals, men and gender nonconforming people also join. Michaela loves that inclusive vibe.
If we're thinking about people who are disabled, if we're thinking about people who are queer, if we're thinking about people who are BIPOC, then we're thinking about everyone who deserves to be on this land, and we're not only thinking about the people who look like you who deserve to be on this land, right?
I really wanted to cry, and I really wanted to give up, but I really didn't want to do both. And I was running out of time to make up my mind.
That's Beth Bradley, a Colorado resident recounting her 2018 ascent of Mount Bierstadt, one of dozens of peaks in the state, over 14,000 feet, in a 2022 episode of the storytelling podcast, The Moth.
No one else was struggling like I was, so I was scared and I was overwhelmed. And I was hating my body for being too fat and my mind for being too weak.
But with the support of friends, she faced down the pain, doubt, and self-loathing and earned a tearful, joyous summit. Beth grew up in Colorado, but didn't feel she belonged in the state's famous mountains because of her size. After returning from a short stint in Seattle, she started hiking in her home state in 2017.
That had been 20 minutes away from me my whole life.
For Beth and many others, the social media postings of groups like Fat Girls Hiking served as key inspiration, just as her publicly sharing her experiences did for others.
The world just like cracked open for me that there were other people that felt the same way.
Another barrier that Beth cited is the lack of gear at outdoor stores that fit hikers like her, though she says there has been some improvement. But whatever obstacles remain, she now has no doubt she belongs outside.
The mountain or the trail, they're neutral to me. You know, like they don't care how big I am or not. Like I fit out there.
Back in Boise, the Big Gal Backpackers reach the halfway point and turn around. Some are longtime regulars. Others are just on their first or second hike, making new friends. That keeps founder Kirsten energized.
I really enjoy providing a resource for people to get together in a community that makes them feel safe and welcome.
Before long, the group is back at the trailhead where they started, and they start to say their goodbyes.
Right on. Thanks. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. It's nice to meet you, Leslie.
Sometimes, like, oh, I'm tired, I don't want to go. And every time, without fail, I get out on one of these hikes and I feel better after. I feel pepped up because I've gotten to spend time with great people and just getting outside. So, yeah, I feel good, ready to enjoy the rest of my day.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And Murphy is joining us live now to tell us more about this. Murphy, nice to have you back on the show.
Always a pleasure, Gemma.
So, Murphy, from the story, we got some sense of the problem that this group is responding to. But can you talk? You talked to a number of members. So what else did they say? What else did you hear?
Yeah, I mean, people have come to this group for a lot of reasons, as we heard from Kirsten. Some had negative experiences out on the trail when they were on their own, you know, feeling judged or getting unsolicited comments. For Gwen Hinton, who recently started hiking with Big Gals, the group gives her a sense of solidarity that really just lets her enjoy the moment. Let's hear from her for a moment.
I love hiking. I love being outside, but sometimes I can be a little bit shy. And sometimes like my weight and my ability makes me feel a little bit excluded. I also like to do mountain biking, and I feel like that is pretty like male skinny dominated too. So it gives me a lot of confidence and a lot of courage. And I think that like when I'm out with other people who look like me and who exercise levels are about the same as me, that kind of like anxiety and that worry of being so different, that kind of dissipates, and I can just enjoy the activity at hand.
Another member, Jeannie Severage, you know, she's a fairly accomplished hiker who has summited Kilimanjaro and done other significant hikes. You know, she doesn't like being underestimated, as she says happened on that Kilimanjaro adventure, but she also doesn't like getting left behind, as has happened on other group hikes when she stops to tend to her dog, Lucy Liu. And so, you know, out with the Big Gal backpackers, she says everyone has control of the pace and, you know, anyone can call for breaks when they want. There's really just none of that pressure or judgment that she has found that she's found elsewhere. You know, I also think it's worth pointing out that Big Gals is also responding to the very real, understandable and unfortunate anxiety that many women feel when they're out on their own in the woods. You know, with group pack backpacking outings, they provide a way for folks to feel safe when they might not on their own.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Murphy. So I'm curious, what did you take away from this report?
Yeah, so something that really stuck with me was one of Beth's comments. She's the Colorado hiker who's been very public about her experiences. You know, she said, "This had been 20 minutes away from me my whole life." And, you know, I found that comment to be honestly just so sad. And I really think that the story puts a spotlight on the public in public lands. At least for me, it did. And kind of raise the question, like, how public are they really? You know, they nominally belong to everyone. But, you know, as this group and others like it show, I think that that's best thought of as an aspiration, you know, something that we're maybe falling short on, but can move closer to. And I think that, you know, any groups like this, any number of marginalized groups, you know, whether they're facing social or economic barriers, I think that the publicness of that land is degraded when those barriers are experienced. You know, I think Big Gals is doing really important public-spirited work on this problem here in our community, and I think that everyone who cares about public lands should cheer what they're doing, honestly. You know, they're essentially growing the coalition for public lands, which are beloved in the West and kind of one of the defining aspects of life in this part of the country. But I also don't think it's really fair for groups like this to shoulder that burden alone, and I think we all have a responsibility to do what we can to make public lands as welcoming as possible. You know, as listeners have likely already correctly assumed, you know, I am not the target audience for this group. You know, the host for the host intro for the story, you know, listed a number of characteristics of what some may see as kind of the paradigmatic Western hiker, and I certainly check a number of those boxes. But you know, unlike many in the story, I've never had any doubts that I belonged in the woods, and have rarely, if ever, experienced barriers to enjoying them. So I think it was good for me to go out with people who have had a very different experience, and to learn a little bit about what to do and also not to do to help everyone feel welcome. Listeners already heard it in the story, but I think that Kirsten really elegantly captured a very basic and helpful truth when she told me that all it takes to be a hiker is to have a body and to go on a hike. But I think the sort of situation that elicited that thought is worth hearing about in more detail. So here's Kirsten.
I always wanted to get out, but I was so worried about like being made fun of by other people or just being judged. And I've had a couple instances where I've been out on the trail and people say some comment, you know, it could be well-meaning, but they're basically making you feel other, or like you're an aspirational hiker. You're not a hiker itself. Like I had someone say to me, "Keep getting out here and it's going to get easier every time." And, you know, he meant well, but it made me feel other. It made me feel not welcome.
You know, I think she's right to assume that the unsolicited comment was well-meaning, but I think it's also very easy to understand why Kirsten took it as she did. You know, pleasant greetings, etc., those can be very common out on the trail, but I think it's worth a moment's thought to imagine how the recipient might take something different from it. You know, a lot of members also talked about experiences like with Lucy Liu, you know, where they get dropped or otherwise made to feel like burdens. You know, I think it's very common for hiking groups to have a range of abilities. I'll admit that I'm not very good at it, but this outing was a good reminder to think about the way that I'm hiking, or the way that any of us are hiking in a group, could be impacting the experience of others. And here's just kind of like the basic thought I was left with. Everyone is on a different hike, but we're all equally hikers or bikers or runners or whatever, just as the public land that we're on is all of ours equally.
I love that, Murphy, and I think that's so true. I really appreciate this story and you putting a spotlight on this, so thanks for that.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I love talking about it more with you, Jimmy.
Well, we've been speaking with Mountain West News Bureau reporter Murphy Woodhouse about making backpacking more accessible. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.